You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's hour two of In This League. It is the Welsh. That is me, Chris Welsh. Find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Joined as always by Scott Bogman, the arch nemesis of Swamp Thing, who you can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. How's that fight going, by the way? You having any luck with that Swamp Thing?
That SOB won't show his face around me.
No. Well, yeah, it's a Highlander. It can only be one Bogman or Swamp Thing.
I would vanquish him if he was anywhere near me, the Swamp Thing. Because we all know it's the Bogman. It's the Bog Nation.
Well. Yeah. New Welsh Order. New Welsh Order, Bog Nation of Domination. There's one clear group that cuts through the mold, and it's new Welsh Order. No? Okay. Why is Hard Knocks not as entertaining as it should be?
I don't know. Probably because, like, last year they had William Hayes, who was, like, you know, busy over here not believing in dinosaurs at all, even a little bit. And they don't have any personalities like that.
They need a Kyrie Irving. Need a good flat earther to get on there. Well, now
they need a flat earther. I mean, Miko Grimes was like, Miko Grimes cussed more in 30 seconds that she was on the television than I think all of the giant NFL players have cussed in the show so far. I was actually really surprised.
I forgot she was there because I was going to say, like, you say there's no personalities. I'd say Jameis Winston likes to have fun, whether it's in grocery stores or on top of tables. He likes to go and have some fun. But Miko Grimes, I mean, she's one of the worst people on the planet. That's a fact.
That's true.
And, you know, oh, you know what? How much do you think that played a role? I'm being serious here. How much do you think Brent Grimes playing for the Bucks played a role in the decision because Miko Grimes is so polarizing? That pisses me off, by the way.
It definitely could have played a part. I mean, I like the fact that they're doing Tampa Bay this year, but, you know, I'm all jazzed up about no Jay Howard, like we mentioned in the last segment, and we've barely heard from him at all, or Brate. You know, you and I have the great Howard Brate discussion in our podcast all the time, and they barely talk to either one of those guys. They talk to this dude that they keep calling Joe Dirt, Riley Bullock, and then... You know, Jameis Winston was talking about his really crappy house in Alabama where he grew up. That was like the very first thing you saw. So,
and he was a star for an episode.
Yeah, he can star for the Bears now. So, I don't know. It doesn't. I really think William Hayes kind of made that show last year. Hopefully, they have somebody. I do like that they talk about Game of Thrones at the end. Like, they show all the players talking about the Game of Thrones, and there's always one guy that's like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. You know, it is an HBO show. So I guess I shouldn't be that surprised, but it's funny.
Yeah. Well, William Hayes, he would have cited this as proof. It's like, hey, look, they generated dragons. It's the same thing why dinosaurs are real. It's just a show. It's Khaleesi and the dinosaurs. All right. Enough of that, though. We got more football, real football talk coming up, fantasy football talk coming up with one of our favorite people in the industry, Brandon Marion Lee, Fantasy Alarm, her fantasy football. She's all over the place. She's one of the best in the damn industry. Joining us here in a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Bogman and the Welsh for In This League. Brandon coming up soon.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. That's like one of the newer rejoins that I made, and every time I haven't come to grips with it because it's just absurd. And, pretty much like everything we do. Everything we do is on an absurd level. But the person joining us now, that is not the case. One of the best in the industry, one of the best professionals in the industry, funny, entertaining, and we've had the great opportunity to have spent multiple times with her on our fantasy football podcast that we've done, and now we're joining her here. It is Brandon Marion Lee, who you can find on Twitter at BrandonHerFFB. You can hear her over on Her Fantasy Football, Fantasy Alarm. She's pretty much everywhere. She's always everywhere, deservedly so, and just recently over here on FNTSY, I think doing On Target. So, Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, oh, you know, getting ready for the season, fighting with people about Jordan Howard, the usual. You know, that's what I do. I get in like one Twitter fight a day. I report back to my husband about who it was about, and he'll laugh, and he'll be like, oh, Brandon, not again. And I'm like, I couldn't help myself.
I like that imagery. I think that's pretty dang funny. What do you got going on? Every time we talk to you, you're a very busy person. You're always doing a lot, and I always enjoy following any of the stuff that you have going on. Our buddy Howard Bender, you're over there with Fantasy Alarm now. You got your show over Fantasy Football. I believe you guys do the stuff on Sirius. What is going on in your world? What do listeners need to know if they need more of a fix of Brandon Marion Lee?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, this year is going to be a big focus on video. So over the next month, I'm basically going to be having a video come out every day. I had one come out today about knowing your league settings, which is such an obvious rule, but so few people use it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things
where
you don't need to say that, but then it never fails. Some dude shows up at your draft, has no idea what's going on, is a super flex.
Is this PPR?
Around like 12. Yeah. And he's like, I don't have a quarterback yet because it's fine. And you're like, you have only Blake Bortles and Jared Goff left, and I'm going to take one of them now. So now you only have one, dude. You're out. I mean, you know, so you know what happens. I do talk about how PPR isn't really that big of a deal, frankly, unless you're drafting running backs. Actually, only one top 10 tight end in standard wasn't also in the top 10 for PPR. And then for wide receivers, the percentage was the same. Only two wide receivers in the top 20 for standard were not in the top 20 for PPR. That was Rishard Matthews, but he was number 21, so he just barely missed the cut. And then it was Tyreek Hill, who fell from 15 to 25. But depending on your settings, he still was a top 20 if he got those kick returns. So actually,
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So
you're going to be taking all of your Twitter wars to video this year, is what you're saying?
Yeah. All my Twitter wars are now on video, and you can witness it live. Also, I do live chats or live streams, I guess, for Periscope, Facebook, and YouTube all at the same time. It's this cool technology from 7 to 8 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, at least up until the season. There might be some changes then. And then, yeah, SiriusXM from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Her Fantasy Football is on every week, so come join us.
You got all the stuff.
Do you sleep?
On. Yeah, is there a point for sleep at all?
No, because actually after this, I do the Her Fantasy Football podcast, which always gets posted on Thursdays. So I'm literally going to be up until like 2 in the morning.
Okay, well, yeah, good luck with that. That's going to be like a season long. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's what happens with us too. It's you sit and you watch the games all day, and then you do the podcast immediately after the games are over with fresh opinions. It's the way to go. We want to know, and we asked this to Matt in the first hour, Matt Harmon, what opinion of yours has changed the most from the start of camp up until this point? Like, is there any player or thing that you've kind of changed your mind on or come around to from the beginning of camp to now?
I mean, I guess it's really hard to ignore the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, regardless of your feelings about whether or not it'll be reduced or whether or not it's valid or whatever else. From a fantasy perspective, it's a very bizarre world that we're now living in with this guy, because his ADP really hasn't dropped that much. You still have to at least get him in the second round. He's only fallen in the third once that I've seen, and it was a super flex league. So everyone was taking quarterbacks like in the first and second round. Otherwise he would have gone there. So, I think that for me, I think that the Dallas Cowboys are going to build around Dak Prescott, and I actually raised him in my rankings. I have him higher than most people. I have him at 7.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to be covering that. Yeah, we're going to be covering that too here. We got a little Prescott talk. Actually, you know, that leads perfect. You kind of segued right into kind of where we wanted to go in this Ezekiel Elliott conversation. And I think most people, rightfully so, have been focusing on Ezekiel Elliott himself. Let's not do that for a minute. I know you focus a lot on the tight end and quarterback rankings over at Her Fantasy Football, but this has got to be deep in everybody's world. What are you doing with Darren McFadden? Can you draft him as a standalone player at this point? Where do you see him going? I mean, he's an obvious cuff to Zeke if you're going to take Ezekiel Elliott. You want to try to get Darren McFadden, but I've done it in a couple mock drafts where I snipe the person that has him because I'm going to get six games out of him most likely. So how are you valuing and how are you approaching Darren McFadden this coming season?
Yeah, this is a lot like the D'Angelo Williams in prior years, right? Where you didn't necessarily get D'Angelo Williams if you had Le'Veon Bell. I mean, you hoped so. I'm not reaching for Darren McFadden in either circumstance, frankly. I'm not against him, but I'm not, you know, ecstatic either. I feel like you can fill in with a couple backs late. For me, if you're doing Ezekiel Elliott, I think you have to take on the strategy of I'm going to go Elliott early, but then I'm going to have to focus on like killer wide receivers. And then I'm going to have to get value, especially early season value with the late guys like Jaquizz Rodgers, Terrence West, even like a Frank Gore has a really high floor and just get through those six games. I don't think you need to target Darren McFadden. I think it's going to be going too high for a lot of people. And I don't think you can take Darren McFadden that high if you took Ezekiel Elliott, because I think you have to make up for that in other positions. So it's about strategy for me. And here's my thing. Depending on how high McFadden goes, I'm not quite sure it's worth sniping either. I mean, I think that anyone's going to run and they're going to run a lot. But again, I still think that they're going to try to be a little more creative. You have to remember last season, you know, the playbook is set in the NFL by the third preseason game, right? But, you know, people seem to think that there's all this like creative stuff going on. And that's not the case. It's set. And they had set up a playbook for Tony Romo. And Tony Romo was no more. So that's why back really started off slow and things, you know, started to progress as he was learning more. But now they've had a whole year with him and they've built a playbook and an offense around him. I think that actually Prescott's going to impress some people. So I think that this is going to be a little more balanced than you think. And I think once they get near that end zone, Dak Prescott had six rushing touchdowns last year. I think he's going to be rushing in more too into that end zone. So I don't know. I mean, that might be a, you know, not popular opinion, but I think that he gets the big boost to me.
Yeah. And that's interesting. Cause you know, I look at McFadden here and there's a couple things with it. McFadden's coming in. Fantasy Pros still has him at 46 as far as running backs go in PPR. He's below guys like Jamaal Charles, Jonathan Stewart. He's ahead of some guys like Darren Sproles, Jaquizz Rodgers. I feel like McFadden, kind of like you said, he's going higher than that. He's going in the sixth round. Let me pose this to you then real quick on the Ezekiel Elliott front. Let me switch this and say, if you're in a 16-man draft, do you even see it viable taking Ezekiel Elliott in a 16-man where that turn does not come around as quick as you want it to and you cannot pair your roster like you would in a 12 or 10? Do you see him even more undraftable in a 16-man?
Unless there's a third round reversal and you're at the end of the 16-man.
Okay, on the week.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, if you did that and then you were able to get that 33rd pick as well, instead of having to wait for it to come all the way back to you, I could see that. I think the people that are drafting Ezekiel Elliott are making a wager on him either A, getting it massively reduced. I don't even think they think it's just going to be two games. Reduction, but like that maybe two games total, or B, you are banking on him contesting this in court and them delaying this an entire year like they did with Tom Brady. I think the worst case scenario is that they delay it until midseason and then you're screwed in your playoffs. I mean, I think there are a lot of ways this goes down and that's scary. So, but to me, you're wagering on him being there for the long haul. Here's the other thing too. They have a killer schedule that back half. There's no guarantee that he's going to be putting up over 100 yards the entire season when he gets back either. So I think this is a multiple part question. I think that if you are in multiple leagues and you're a competitive player, I think you do need to have some exposure to Ezekiel Elliott, just because we don't know what's going down. But right now, there's just a lot of question marks. And I don't think the ADP for McFadden, like you just said, has caught up yet. I don't think there's any way you get him after Jamaal Charles in any normal league on the planet right now. So, I'm with you. But, you know, that back half, he's got the Giants, he's got Seattle, he's got the Chargers, which, I mean, that's more passing. Their run defense sucks. But, you know, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about Dallas, frankly.
It's not easy, and he's tough. And we're going to cover more of this, not Ezekiel Elliott. I'm done with the Ezekiel Elliott conversation. If anything, I couldn't be more excited for the season to start. But we have got more questions. We're going to actually have Brandon see if she can answer a debate that Bogman and I have going on. And we've got some other questions, fantasy football related, so don't go anywhere. It is Bogman, the Welsh, Brandon, Marianne Lee. More coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
But with somebody, Brandon. Find on Twitter, at Brandon Hurt, FFB. So listen on Fantasy Alarm, HurtFantasyFootball.com. Check out all that badass stuff. Bogman, does it upset you that I do this rejoin because it has Keanu Reeves in it at all?
Yeah, I don't like it. You know, okay. Unless it's the replacements, then it would be okay. But since it's not, I don't like it.
Just making sure. Not a big fan of Keanu Reeves. But, Brandon, maybe you can solve a debate here for us. This has spilled over to the radio show from the ITL Fantasy Football podcast that we do. We have a tight end debate here of Buccaneer tight ends. We were also talking about Hard Knocks. I'm a Cameron Brate guy. Bogman is a very big O.J. Howard guy. This season, which one would you want if you had to have one of them? They may not be ideal top 12 tight ends for you. I know you cover tight ends over at Her Fantasy Football. What side are you going on, Brate or O.J. Howard?
I'm going Cameron Brate for this year, O.J. Howard in dynasty purposes. I think that O.J. Howard's an incredible blocker, and they're going to need to use him in that capacity. I think that Cameron Brate did a really great job. I was surprised, actually, they took out O.J. Howard. I think that they took O.J. Howard because they couldn't believe he fell that far, and it made no sense. And at the end of the day, they had to take the best player available. But they didn't really have a need there, and they knew that as well. So, but what they're going to do is they're going to do a lot of two tight end sets. I think that Howard will progress and become great towards the end. I'm not against O.J. Howard. I don't want either of them as my starting tight end. But I think that Cameron Brate really kind of earned the respect and the trust of Jameis Winston. I have a real problem, though, with Hard Knocks, period, because I hate that players get a Hard Knocks bump. I hate it.
The worst.
I think it's ridiculous.
Where do you think Roberto Aguayo's Hard Knocks bump is going to go? Are people going to sympathy draft Aguayo?
You know what? Aguayo did not draft himself in the second round. I blame the Bucks for that 100%.
He also didn't make half of his extra points. So
it's so sad.
I feel bad for him too. But you know, I mean, Dirk Cutter's right. If it's inside 50 and you're an NFL kicker, you got to make it. And that's just the bottom line. You know, whether your head is right or not.
But see, this is why Hard Knocks is bad for us as a culture. It's making us talk about kickers, and that's not okay. Am I right?
Although, and I always say this, points are points.
It's true.
A couple times a year, you have to check in if you play with them. You don't have to play with kickers, but if you do, you don't want to lose by 1 point in your championship because you didn't check your kicker.
Bogman's got a good question coming up here, but I want to do this real quick. I want to play like a little like ITL like therapy because I feel like we need to let some stuff out here. We had by the way, we should have like a show in between the breaks because we were having great talks on
doing
on
our
commercial
own
break here. And Brandon has just great takes on Jordan Howard because as you started the show up, you're getting hit on the Jordan Howard front. I want you, as you were kind of laying in on the Jordan Howard stuff on the break, lay it in here. Let's get it out of your system. Let's vent.
Well, I just think that this idea that Jordan Howard is going to suck because Todd Gurley sucked is absurd. I don't understand what we're talking about here. These are two separate players on two separate teams in two separate situations. I understand there's some similarities, but you could say that about everyone. I don't understand. Todd Gurley was going as the number one through number three pick of the whole draft. This year, you can get Jordan Howard in the second or sometimes the third because he's been talked down so much that people are terrified to take Jordan Howard. And I don't understand. Like, the guy is still the undisputed lead back. I know. They drafted a pass-catching guy, and they're going to maybe bring him in third down. That happens to a lot of the top running backs. There are very few bell cows anymore.
Where do you have Howard overall?
I think I have him 9-ish. Oh, overall. Yeah. Overall. No.
Overall.
No. I don't like overall rankings. I do it by tier.
I hate them.
I don't even have an overall rankings.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes any sense. But I do tiered draft sheets, which, by the way, go to herfantasyfootball.com and get our tiered draft sheet. I'm telling you, we call it the easy draft sheet because it is the easiest cheat sheet you will ever use in your entire life. It's all set up by tiers. There are no numbers next to them for rankings. There's only numbers which are bye weeks. We just don't care about overall rankings.
I've seen some good plugs online. I've seen a lot of people tweet about the easy draft sheet that you do, so I can attest that I'm gonna go download it right now while we're talking. But I have seen a lot of people talking about that, so big plug. Definitely go do that.
I want to ask about the Giants offense, Brandon. Why is the Giants offense not going to get better when they're adding Brandon Marshall and Evan Engram? I'm not sitting here saying that they're going to be a top five offense or anything. But I think Eli can take a little bit of a bump. And, you know, Brandon Marshall has not Bryce Petty throwing to him, so I feel like that's a little bit better for him, too. But I heard you talking on Target about how you didn't really think that they're going to get that much better. Why would that be?
No, I don't. I think, first of all, they're going to play a little more conservatively. I really believe in the Giants' defense, frankly, and I don't think they're going to need to be, you know, swinging the ball around all over the place to rack up some points to try to catch up a lot. I think they're going to do pretty well. I also think that Eli Manning is a liability at this point. I know that everyone wants to talk bad about their offensive line, but really their offensive line isn't that bad. And
Eric
if you look at the great, yeah, Eric Flowers is bad, sure.
He's the worst.
The only one. Everyone else is actually quite good. And
he's the most important one, though.
Eli Manning,
he's the left tackle.
Well,
I'm sorry,
kind of. But this
off.
Is why I don't like Evan Engram. I mean, okay. Yes and no. He is not good, but the system as a whole is okay. And actually, Eli Manning was sacked the absolute fewest times out of every quarterback that played in 16 games. Also, he was only hurried the 18th most by percentage on all of his dropbacks. His problem is he can't pivot to get away from a defender to save his life. He had -1 rushing yards last year, and I don't care about his rushing yards. But the problem is that the only other people that have had negative rushing yards in the last 10 years are Peyton Manning, then he retired, and Matt Schaub, and then he retired. And it's not because he's not running the ball. It's because he can't move. And if you watch, he doesn't even take one step. He's getting the ball out quickly. He's not getting hurried. He's not getting sacked percentage-wise like everyone else in the league, but he can't even take one step to the side to avoid contact or anything else. So he gets flustered and he makes bad passes, and that's not going to change. So what is going to happen is that, listen, everyone was worried about Paul Perkins. Why isn't he playing more? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he was not good at pass protection. And so they kept going to Rashad Jennings, who's fantastic at pass protection. Well, that could be a problem this year with Paul, although he did get better over the season. Now we've got this Orleans Darkwood talk. But let me tell you, this is also what's going to keep Evan Engram off the field. He is not known for pass blocking, run blocking, any blocking. And so they're going to have Who's really good in there? Rhett Ellison, one of the best blockers actually in the National Football League last year. So I think that this is going to affect the offense as a whole, this whole offensive line slash Eli Manning can't move issue. And so to me, this is more of a football issue than a fantasy issue, but it's going to affect your fantasy team.
I want to ask you about this. You were talking about your Periscopes and the Facebook Lives and all that that you do, and I was just watching one of your most recent ones. I think it was your most recent one for Fantasy Alarm, and as I was going through it, you said something that caught my eye. We got a couple minutes left here, and it related with me because we joke about this stuff when we do our live mock drafts. You were looking at the third and fourth round, and you were just like, this is the black hole, and you're like, I don't like any of these players, and I feel like I get like that all the time. So I want to ask you, what are you doing to escape the black hole that you are calling the third and fourth round?
Oh, it's bad, you guys. It's like all high-risk guys like Christian McCaffrey, which, you know, we're hopeful. But man, is that offense going to redo itself where they're going to finally use a pass-catching back? I don't know. Joe Mixon, is he even the starter? Can he pass protect? That's the other issue, is were he running backs as a whole? There's just Ty Montgomery. He also can't pass protect, by the way, and it's killing him. And now he's not even going to play in the second preseason game. Jamal Williams could take over. A lot of issues there. I've actually been going Travis Kelce. And I feel fine. He's a PPR monster, and he has yet to have under 820 yards in a season that he's been in the National Football League and on the field. So I have no problem with him. I'm going a little more unconventional and taking some solid picks, and then I'm going for the upside guys after the fact. But I do not care for that. I've even taken Drew Brees in the fourth round, actually, especially in leagues where I get a 300-yard bonus. To me, he's just a no-brainer, and I know I'm usually a late-round quarterback person, but not this year if this is my choice between, you know, maybe Joe Mixon and definitely Drew Brees. To me, that's just an easy one.
And I did the exact same thing in our 16-man, our entry league, Bogman. We got to the third round. I hated everybody. Everybody was awful. All the good players went, and I sat there, and I was like, do I want to reach for a running back, or am I going to just take Aaron Rodgers in a 16-man? And I said, screw it. I'd like to take Kirk Cousins later, but I'm going to just take Aaron Rodgers. I ended up doing the same thing with tight end later. I had no running backs after four rounds, which is completely negative to the strategy that I like to do. But that's what fantasy football is all about. It's about adjustments. It's about being able to adjust on the fly. That's something you can go find. You know, we're big tier guys, so if you go get that tier sheet, you can get over at Her Fantasy Football. Those things help you. Those are so big, instead of getting so caught up in, you know, the numerical system that it all is. But we are very, very excited to have had on Brandon Marianne Lee. You can find her on Twitter at BrandonHerFFB. And Fantasy Alarm, we've got SiriusXM. Are there like 30 other million things? I feel like you're going to be doing 30 other million things. You're going to have to keep us updated. I know we've got you on the ITL Fantasy Football coming up in season, so we'll get to talk a little bit more about it. Brandon, thank you so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to talking to you on the football podcast soon.
Thanks, guys. Love it.
All right, more coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League, Bogman and the Welsh. We will be back in just a couple minutes.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old
In This League.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Who's that guy that was Joe Dirt? Who's the guy that was Joe Dirt on Hard Knocks?
Riley Bullock.
Riley Bullock? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, he's a middle linebacker. I think he was undrafted free agent, but he was killing it. He's killing it on Hard Knocks.
Is his facial hair all white trashy and all that like that?
It's so funny because they had his mom on there. And she's like, don't let them say that you look like Joe Dirt. You look more like Fabio than Joe Dirt, okay? And he's like, I'm sure I'll go tell my teammates, Mom. I appreciate the compliment. Thanks.
Oh, man. So, I'm so
just
was
had
that,
long
what,
hair.
What episode is that in? One or two?
That's episode two. That's
oh, my God. Two. Episode three is going to be so great because all the players are going to see it. And they're just yep. going to give him crap to King. Oh, this is going to be amazing. Hey, what's up with Florio? Let's talk to we don't have Pavona this week, but we got the great Mike Florio. Florio in the house. What's up, Florio?
What's up, guys?
What's up, baby? Hey, what's going on with you? What's up with your world? You're doing, when we first knew you, you had the one show, and I feel like you're doing 1,000 shows right now. What do you got going on in the FNTSY world?
I suppose that's good. Right now, I'm co-hosting Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever with Frank Stanfield, Greg Sussman, and WWE's Eric Young. And then I'm hosting Weekend Fantasy Update with Frank and Fantasy Jesus Joe Galina on the weekends.
All right. Well, you need, can you book us Eric Young? I've talked to Eric a little bit on Twitter before. But get us some Eric Young.
Next week. I can get you some Eric Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk some wrestling. All right. You heard it. It's a fact now. Florio is going to get us WWE star Eric Young, and if he doesn't, then everyone has to tweet at him. How? Okay. Give us a scale of. We do a bog scale here, Florio.
Don't do the scale.
Yes. One bog
scale is over with.
No, the scale still exists. Five
one
bogs.
One to ten, how good is this show?
No, five. No, I'm not going
to
ask how good is this show.
One to ten, how good is the show?
12.
Five bogs is horrible.
One to ten.
One bog
Boom!
Is great.
12.
No, that's
that?
Horrible.
It's great. You heard it here first. Florio,
will you stop interrupting me so I can ask the damn question here?
No,
I'm asking.
I won't. I don't want you to ask your stupid
Shut
question.
Up! I'm asking how, on a scale of one to five bogs, one bog being the best, five being the worst, Where does ITL sit in the FNTSY world? You produce, you host. How much better are we than everybody else? We just need to know that.
So the less amount of bogs, the better?
Absolutely.
See, it doesn't make any sense.
So he gets it. No, he gets it.
I'll give you one bog.
Oh, so we're like at the we're at that top echelon of FNTSY shows.
This is my first time producing you guys, but I have enjoyed it.
Okay. All right. That's key then. All right. Well. We love Florio, so go check out all he has going on. Fantasy Best Friends Forever. I'm having a lot of pronunciation issues. Reception, perception, Fantasy Best
whiskey?
Friends Forever. I
How
finished
much that whiskey are you climbing into?
Gone.
It's over
with. Totally
it's
gone.
Gone.
Totally gone. The glass. We're on to wine right now. We're on to wine.
Oh, so. We're on to wine. Oh,
we've moved it on.
It's so. A fantasy football show.
That's what we are. Okay,
wine and discussing things in Roberto Labio.
It would have been funny if Florio would have been like, you guys are like a four. Like, oh, crap, great.
Five bucks.
We're down with the black book
Hands
now.
Down.
Yeah, we don't want to be down with the black book.
Joe Pizza Pia. He's probably listening.
No way.
Joe
no
Pizza
way.
Pizza.
Pizza Pizza, he's too busy. He's too busy not returning my texts and not coming on the show. That's too important. All right, let's cover some stuff.
He answers your texts.
No,
he's fine.
He felt bad. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. We had a couple more factor fictions. These are good ones. B-Dub sent these two. Let's start with this one because this is important. And you know what? Let's get Florio on this one too. This is a very, very important one to all of our social lives. But we'll start with you, Bogman. Factor fiction. Star Wars is better than Star Trek.
Fact.
That's like the biggest fact ever. Florio, can you concur with this?
Yeah, fact.
Okay, that's like fact. That's like the
Come
easiest
on. That's
thing.
That's easy.
Okay,
let me
do
question.
One. I got All one right. for you. I'm going to blow up the world here. Fact or fiction. Star Wars is better than Game of Thrones. Yeah. Now we're talking.
I think fact. I'm still going fact.
Oh yeah, you love you like your fan fiction. You like reading all that fan fiction.
I don't
stuff,
like fan so. Fiction.
You love it.
I like Star Wars. I don't like fan fiction.
Florio, what do you think? Fact or fiction? Star Wars is better than Game of Thrones.
You guys are probably about to get really angry at me.
I don't think so.
I do not watch Game of Thrones.
No, the Welsh definitely likes.
You know you watch Game of Thrones?
No,
Florio.
So Florio. Is this like a hipster? Like, I haven't watched it, so I'm not going to start because everyone's talking about it?
No,
it's not like Dragons.
It is. I've never watched it, and I plan on watching it, but it's so far into it that I know I need a lot of time to dedicate to catch up.
No, you don't, because once you start watching it, you'll find the time.
Do you like
you'll
nudity?
You'll find the time.
Do you like nudity?
I mean, who doesn't?
Okay.
You like violence?
You like violence? Yeah, I like violence.
It sounds like a good show.
It's really good because there's dragons and there's boobs and there's alcohol and there's midgets. It's great.
I'm not gonna yell at you, but it is a very good show. It's just like you were just yelling. If you don't think you were
yelling,
you were just yelling. But it's good, man. Like, you know, I mean, did you watch Breaking Bad?
I was actually going to ask you guys, where does it compare to Breaking Bad? Because Breaking Bad, I've watched like three times. It's my favorite show
right
ever.
There.
All right.
Breaking Bad is above. Man. It's above for me. Breaking Bad is it's my number one show of all time.
Me too.
So it's Breaking Bad and then Game of Thrones, because I just assume those have to be one too.
I have a really weird obsession with zombies, and Walking Dead has become a not great show. It's okay, but like,
yeah, I'm like not even like, I don't even know when Walking Dead starts this year. I don't even care anymore.
I gotta tell you, back like 2 years ago, like when they were like up against each other, I would make sure I tuned into. I would watch Walking Dead first, and then I would go to Game of Thrones. But here's the problem, though. The internet hates you and wants to spoil everything. Did you hear about this? That HBO, what a bunch of, what? I was going to say something wrong.
Take
here.
It easy.
What a bunch Take of idiots easy. That
oh,
HBO,
I almost wanted to bet
just now. They uploaded the wrong episode. They uploaded this week's episode. What a bunch of morons. Bogman, we have a caller on the line, by the way. Maybe he has a take on why HBO uploaded this week's episode 3 days early. It's Joe from Jersey. I wonder who this could be.
Yeah, I just wanted to call you guys because, I heard you guys complain. I'm listening to this show and I'm saying, what the hell is a Welsh? What the hell is a bog man? Like, is he some sort of superhero from a swamp? Like, I don't even know what the hell you guys are doing over here. Nobody's got a real name like Steve or Jim or Frank or Joe. Joe's a regular name. I don't know why you can't have a regular name like that. So what the hell are you guys anyway? What the hell is like a Welsh and a bog man?
Joe from Jersey, I have a question for you. Fact or fiction, Star Wars is better than Game of Thrones?
Yeah, fiction. There's no boobs in Star Wars. Wait, don't you count that Jabba the Hutt guy? I don't know. That's the only, he's got giant boob. I think he's like one giant boob, though. And that little guy next to him that laughs is like a nipple.
Joe from Jersey, I have a question for you. When someone texts you, do you answer back to them?
Oh, this is a great one.
Only if they got real names. Like, if they use their real names, I do that.
Joe, what's up, baby? Were you actually listening to Florio? Did Florio go
I was
you?
Working, because some of us work for a living, like YouTube goons. I was recording the RotoWire DFS podcast with the very esteemed Derek Van Riper, and then felt like, well... You know, I want to see what you two idiots. I heard you were talking crap about the Black Book show. What's the worst show on the network? Is that what I heard?
No, Florio said that.
I can wipe my hands clean of that. I said nothing.
Florio said that.
All I said, Joe, was Black.
worst show on the network. Wow, that's really saying something too.
But on Target's the best. But on Target.
Joe, you gotta hit me with some of that old English from On Target today.
Oh, killing me. Well, maybe Florio's got the sound clip. I don't know. Florio was producing that one today, too. No, they played some funky music, and it sounded like some sort of weird, like, Lord of the Rings bad animated film from the 80s quest music.
And he was doing the voiceover guy from, like, the beginning of any story. Like, he's like,
so
and Joe
Bachman
and
the
Jake.
Welsh set out upon the dark forest, the murky Dankwood, and there beside
the Dankwood.
Them stood a girl, a vision, a fairy, perhaps. And then they reached out for the fairy, and what did she hand them? She handed them a microphone, and they spoke into it. And then what became, was fantasy gold. It was goodness, and it brought peace upon the land. And it was kind of
It shall it rain like across all the land and seas on
I'm
target
crying,
to Black
dude.
Book to end this league.
I'm crying. I could listen to that for the rest of my life. All I want is old English Joe to narrate everything I do. The fat man goes to the refrigerator. Will it be broccoli? No, it will not be pizza,
no,
of course.
It shan't
not
be broccoli.
Broccoli tonight.
No. It shan't. Instead, he reaches for the chip, which, somehow the deliciousness of the cookie and the ice cream and the cookie on the other side as he rolls his life into oblivion. Yes.
What's going on, my friend? By the way, what do you got going on the rest of what's happening
selling
in Joe's world?
Breaking hearts, you know, that's what I do.
You got 30 seconds. Tell me what's going on. What's 30, up with On Target?
30 seconds? Yeah, On Target's going great. I love it. I think we got Bogman on again this week for a whole show,
really?
I think, this time. Yeah. You know, and I wonder if what I'll say about in this league when I'm on there. I wonder what that's going to happen when he's on, huh?
Joe, you know, yes. You're like literally my favorite person. I like you way more than Bogman, too. Like, if you're on the show,
saying.
we would have a 1 out of 10 Joe system, and the Pisa PS system would be 10 is great. But our system here of rating is 5 Bogmans is horrible, 1 is great. So how would you rate
That's not our system.
That's our system.
That's not our system. That's the Welsh's system. It's not our system.
You know what I have to say to that? I can't rate art. And this is
art. That's true.
Art is in the eye of the beholder. I don't believe in ratings and awards, okay?
All right.
By the way, stick around for the afternoon for the award-winning On Target at 4 to 6.
Oh, good plug. All right, there you go. Joe from Jersey dialing in. Last segment here coming up in this league. I don't know if Joe will be back. Joe might be gone. Joe from Jersey, great caller, though. Last segment in this league. Don't go anywhere. Bogman the Wells, Joe from Jersey, Brandon Marianne Lee, Matt Harmon, Florio. It's all happening. It's craziness. We'll be back.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
That's right, we are back. It is In This League. It's Bogman. It is the Welsh, or Chris Welsh, if you want to take that seriously. Joined by caller Joey in Jersey. Joey in Jersey's here just for a
Jersey
couple more
Joe.
Minutes. It's really Joe Pisapia from the Fantasy Black Book and On Target. By the way, the award-winning On Target.
Yeah,
don't
that's
get
right.
me wrong here. I mean, like, see, listen, people should know I'm a pretty damn good broadcaster. And if you don't understand my genius here, I could take a dig at one of the great shows on this station and I get them to call in. I have power. I have power on this damn station, Pisapia. Am I wrong?
It's actually kind of freakish how much power you have so soon.
He's also super humble.
Well, look, I do 5 days a week with Sealy, so let's not talk about that. Oh, wait, look who's calling. Was it Jake from Virginia's calling now? Wait.
I know. It's pretty amazing that you can get as many words in as you get in. I'm impressed. I'm absolutely impressed.
Most people are physically afraid of me, which it works in my favor. So most of the time I just rely on that.
It's probably because of swords, maybe not the physicality.
You've never been in a room.
No, you're a muscle guy. You're a muscle guy. I guess I was making a height joke.
I know
there,
you're bigger
Bogman
than me, but I'll choke your ass up on a wall. Don't worry about it.
I agree with that.
The wall,
yeah.
You up there. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Bogman's getting all excited. You're like, yeah, get at him. Get him.
Guys, we stick together. That's right.
Bogman moved a little for Bogman.
There's movement.
Bogman's going to be apparently on Target tomorrow. Joe, when are you going to upgrade the Black Book or On Target and have the Welsh on?
I would love to have the Welsh on, but the Welsh in his, you know, stupid other jobs, I feel like he's being a big pain in the butt recently. You should really talk to him. By the way, is it weird to be a walking question? Like, is it weird to be, is it the
is
Welsh?
It the Welsh? It is.
Because it's like an odd thing. You know?
Yeah, well, actually, it was funny. I was on, I was on that other satellite station.
I was on another network.
Well, they had me on. It was with Pilar and Mike.
Hey, I'm going on tomorrow, so I can't worry.
Okay, good. So we can talk about it. They had me on because I'm very important, and they haven't had Bogman on yet. And
Because they were at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And they had to go back up to the top. So they went, bottom is the Welsh Joe at the top.
They were at the T's, I guess, for the Welsh. And anytime anybody who doesn't have any interaction with me like says my Twitter handle, I just want to let them marinate with it for a minute. Like, I don't want to like save them. I want
them
to say it.
Has anyone actually said I sit the Welsh yet?
No, but I use that as a comfort thing. I'm like, hey, if you like me, is it the Welsh? If you don't like me, I sit the Welsh. And that always gets, that's like my little dad joke for radio. I can always give out there. So, well, I'm available for you, Joe. We got
I don't know. With great stuff like that, with those kind of jokes, how could I say no? I mean, really. No,
right? All right. Yeah. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to say anything that you want. What's on Joe Pizzapia's mind?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. The magical world of fantasy sports radio. Yes, there's so many characters here. You have Lord Corey Parson. He's on shows. He has trouble finishing words sometimes because he gets so mad about things. Then you have Jake Seeley, who's number one in all things. And then you have Bogman and Welsh on Wednesday nights doing all sorts of things on the radio, making magical things happen. Oh, goodness gracious. So many magical fantasy programs here on the net. Well, honestly, I don't know. I'm just happy to be here.
Let's clap for that. That was fantastic. Thank all right, well, that is the show.
Night, everybody.
If you missed any of it, go check it on demand at fantasysportsnetwork.com/radio. We had Matt Harmon on. We had Brandon Marion Lee. So if you missed any of that, you might want to go back and check it out. Little reception perception, some Her Fantasy Football. Joey from Jersey calling in. Fantastic show. Mike Florio killed it as producer, as always. Joe Pizzapia, one of the hardest working men in all of fantasy. Don't get it twisted. He is our bestie, best friend. Bogman did a great job tonight. I did the best, though, of course. It is In This League. At Is the Welsh, at Bogman Sports. We will see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-ya.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.